Álbum de família. De Elvis a Costello. De Cobain a Capranos. Toda a família presente. Uma hora, um álbum. Quartas, das 2 às 3. E domingos, a partir do meio-dia. Álbum de família.
Esta semana celebramos a atribuição do Prémio Nobel da Literatura a Bob Dylan, recuperando um dos seus álbuns mais importantes, seguramente o mais aclamado pós anos 60, quando mudou para sempre a música folk norte-americana. Foi em 1975 que Bob Dylan lançou Blood on the Tracks, que marcou um regresso do compositor a um som mais acústico e calmo, ao mesmo tempo que surge com uma poesia aperfeiçoada, relatando sentimentos dolorosos numa relação amorosa. Quando foi editado, o disco recebeu críticas variadas, algumas mais negativas, mas com o passar dos anos e das décadas, Blood on the Tracks tem sido apontado não só como a melhor gravação em estúdio por parte de Dylan, mas também como um marco na escrita do músico, na forma como descreve os mais profundos sentimentos humanos, percorrendo casos de amor falhados ou à beira do falhanço, quase como um espelho daquilo que se passava na sua própria intimidade. Não são muitos os discos de Bob Dylan em que o compositor surge tão frágil e tão aberto ao mundo, a confessar-se com tanta emoção e destreza lírica. E no rescaldo da atribuição do Prémio Nobel da Literatura, Blood on the Tracks acaba por ser um dos exemplos mais perfeitos desta abordagem poética de Dylan, longe do ativista político dos anos 60 e que influenciou toda uma geração e toda a música à sua volta. Em 1975, Bob Dylan já não está a inventar nada de novo, a não ser o seu próprio amadurecimento como artista, com total controlo criativo sobre a sua obra. Blood on the Tracks, que dividiu os críticos quando saiu, é hoje uma das peças mais importantes no percurso de Bob Dylan, com um conjunto de canções de produção irrepreensível e uma poesia arrepiante. Durante esta hora vamos não só ouvir todas as músicas do registo, como resumimos este período na carreira de Bob Dylan, cada vez mais afastado do trovador folk dos anos 60 ou da figura polémica que levou o género em direção à eletricidade do rock. O álbum de família Blood on the Tracks arranca com Tangled Up in Blue e mais à frente Simple Twist of Fate.
The sun was shining, I was laying in bed, wondering if she'd changed it all, if her hair was still red. Her folks, they said our lives together sure was gonna be rough. They never did like mama's homemade dress, papa's bank book wasn't big enough. And I was standing on the side of the road, rain falling on my shoes, heading out for the East Coast. Lord knows I paid some dues getting through. Tangled up in blue. She was married when we first met, soon to be divorced. I helped her out of a jam, I guess, but I used a little too much force. We drove that car as far as we could, abandoned it out west. Split up on the docks at night, both agreeing it was best. She turned around to look at me as I was walking away. I heard her say over my shoulder, we'll meet again someday on the avenue. Tangled up in blue. I had a job in the great north woods, working as a cook for a spell, but I never did like it all. And one day the axe just fell. So I drifted down to New Orleans, where I lucky with a be employed, working for a while on a fishing boat right outside of Delacroix. But all the while I was alone, the past was close behind. I seen a lot of women, but she never escaped my mind. And I just grew tangled up in blue.
just kept looking at the side of her face in the spotlight so clear. Later on, when the crowd thinned out, I was just about to do the same. She was standing there in back of my chair. I said, "Tell me, don't I know your name?" I murdered something underneath my breath. She studied the lines on my face. I must admit, felt a little uneasy when she bent down to tie the laces of my shoes. Pipe. I thought you'd never say hello, she said, "You look like a silent type." And she opened up a book of poems and handed it to me, written by an Italian poet from the 13th century. And every one of them words rang true and glowed like burning coal, pouring off of every page like it was written in my soul from me to you. There was music in the cafes at night and revolution in the air. Then he started into dealing with slaves and something inside of him died. She had to sell everything she owned and froze up inside. And when it finally, the bottom fell out, I became withdrawn. The only thing I knew how to do was to keep on keeping on like a bird that flew. Get to her somehow. All the people we used to know, they're an illusion to me now. Some are mathematicians, some are carpenter's wives. Don't know how it all got started. I don't know what they're doing with their lives. But me, I'm still on the road, ahead for another joint. We always did feel the same, we just saw it from a different point.
They sat together in the park as the evening sky grew dark. She looked at him and he felt a spark tingle to his bones. 'Twas then he felt alone and wished that he'd gone straight and watched out for a simple twist of fate. They walked along by the old canal, a little confused, I remember well, and stopped into a strange hotel with a neon burning bright. He felt the heat of the night hit him like a freight train moving with a simple twist of fate. Saxophone someplace far off played as she was walking on by the arcade, as the light bust through a beat up shade where he was waking up. She dropped a coin into the cup of
love of a blind man at the gates and forgot about his simple twist of fate. Was bare. He didn't see her anywhere. He told himself he didn't care. Pushed the window open wide. Felt that emptiness inside, to which he just could not relate. Brought on by a simple twist of fate. He hears the ticking of the clock. Walks along with a parrot that talks. Hunts her down by the waterfront docks, where the sailors all come in. Maybe she'll pick him out again. How long must he wait? One more time for his simple twist of fate. People tell me it's a sin to know and feel too much within. I still believe she was my twin, but I lost the rain. She was born in spring, but I was born too late. Blame it on this simple twist of fate.
A segunda metade dos anos 60 assistiu a um Bob Dylan irrequieto em luta com a fama, com vontade em se livrar da figura de trovador político e também de pioneiro musical por ter eletrizado a folk. Um dos momentos que ajudou a uma retirada de cena por parte do músico acontece em julho de 1966, quando tem um grave acidente de moto. Nunca se chegou a perceber muito bem o que aconteceu, já que não foi chamada nenhuma ambulância, mas Dylan terá partido várias vértebras no pescoço e ficou mesmo algum tempo com amnésia. O acidente acabou por ser um momento de viragem na carreira de Dylan, pois permitiu que ficasse em reclusão, longe do olhar do público e jornalistas. Aproveitou o tempo de recuperação para estar com a família e também para desenvolver outros projetos musicais para lá de folk e do rock. É por esta altura que grava, por exemplo, com os The Band, grava imenso material com esta banda, que surge em parte no registro de 1965 da Basement Tapes. Muitas das gravações acabaram depois em bootlegs não oficiais. Com a revolução psicadélica e um rock mais pesado a tomar conta da paisagem sónica da época, Bob Dylan dedicou-se a discos que fugiam dessas texturas, procurando nas raízes da country novos rumos, como é o caso do registro de 1967, em parceria com John Wesley Harding, e que na época surpreendeu o grande público pela fusão do country com o rock, abrindo caminhos para discos mais populares dos Byrds ou de Flying Burrito Brothers. A rejeição da contracultura hippie e de toda a política que tinha cantado durante os anos 60 resulta no não ao Festival Woodstock, em 1969, que se realizou muito perto da casa de Dylan. A par dos Doors, Beatles, Led Zeppelin, Rolling Stones ou Joni Mitchell, Bob Dylan é um dos grandes nomes da época a faltar ao festival que revolucionou a música ao vivo para as décadas que se seguiram. Aliás, após o acidente de moto em 1966, foi preciso esperar quase 8 anos para Dylan voltar aos concertos, tornando por isso cada aparição do músico um momento raro e que atraía a imprensa. Os anos 60 terminaram e vinha aí uma nova fase no percurso de Bob Dylan, que tem um dos momentos mais marcantes no álbum de família desta semana, editado em 1975. O registro Blood on the Tracks prossegue na Radar com mais três faixas: You Are a Big Girl Now, pelo meio Idiot Wind e ainda You're Gonna Make Me Lonesome When You Go.
Thank you. people see me all the time, and they just can't remember how to wave. Their minds are filled with big ideas, images, and distorted facts. Even you, yesterday, you had to ask me where it was at. I couldn't believe after all these years you didn't know. Chestnut mare shoot through my head and I'm making me see stars. You hurt the words that I love best and cover up the truth with lies. One day you'll be in the ditch, flies buzzing around your eyes, blood on your saddle. Yeah, you win. Blowing like a sucker around my skull.
in glory. I've been double-crossed now for the very last time, and now I'm finally free. I kiss goodbye the howling beast on the borderline which separated you from me. You'll never know the hurt I suffered, nor the pain I rise above. And I'll never know the same about you, your holiness or your kind of love. And it makes me feel so sorry.
Been this close before. Never been so easy or so slow. I've been shooting in the dark too long. When something's not right, it's wrong. You're gonna make me lonesome when you go. Dragon clouds so high above, I've only known careless love. It always has hit me from below. But this time round, it's more correct. Right on target, so direct. You're gonna make me lonesome. Purple clover, queen and lace, crimson hair across your face. You can make me cry if you don't know. Can't remember what I was thinking of. You might be spoiling me too much, love. You're gonna make me lonesome when you go. Flowers on the hillside blooming crazy. Crickets talking back and forth in rhyme. Blue River running slow and lazy. I could stay with you forever and never realize the time. Situations have ended sad, relationships have all been bad. Mine have been like Verlaine's and Rambo. But there's no way I can compare all them scenes to this affair. You're gonna make me lonesome when you go. You're gonna make me wonder what I'm doing, staying far behind without you. You're gonna make me wonder what I'm saying. You're gonna make me give myself a good talking to. I look for you in old Honolulu, San Francisco or Ashtabula. You're gonna have to leave me now, I know. But I see you in the sky above, in the tall grass and the ones I love. You're gonna make me lonesome when you go.
A década de 1970 não começou muito bem para Bob Dylan em relação à aceitação crítica devido ao álbum Self Portrait, um duplo disco com poucos temas originais, sendo a maior parte versões de clássicos de folk. Mas não foi preciso esperar muito tempo para um regresso a um Dylan mais seguro, com o registro New Morning, de outubro do mesmo ano. Ainda em 1970, dois temas assinados pelo compositor surgem no triplo álbum de George Harrison, All Things Must Pass. No ano seguinte, Bob Dylan é um dos convidados para o concerto para Bangladesh, promovido pelo ex-Beatle, numa das raras aparições de Dylan em cima do palco neste período. O seu envolvimento no espetáculo atraiu, claro, toda a atenção dos meios de comunicação e, dessa forma, alertou para a situação humanitária que se vivia no Bangladesh. Era uma época de grande inquietude para Dylan. Voltou a mudar-se para o bairro de Greenwich Village, em Nova York, e iniciou carreira como ator, participando no filme Pat Garrett and Billy the Kid, de Sam Peckinpah, de 1973, e para o qual escreveu a banda sonora. É aqui que aparece a música Knocking on Heaven's Door, o seu maior êxito em vários anos. Esta banda sonora foi também a última contribuição de Dylan para a editora Columbia, antes de se mudar para a Asylum Records, de David Geffen, por onde lançou um par de discos, incluindo Planet Waves, de 1974, o primeiro número 1 do compositor. O sucesso inesperado do registro levou Bob Dylan de volta aos palcos, um regresso há muito pedido pelo seu público. E assim, 7 anos depois, Dylan regressou aos concertos e fê-lo em grande. Convidou os da band para o acompanharem em palco e o resultado é uma das mais bem-sucedidas digressões de sempre do rock. Os músicos de excelência da The Band tocaram com Dylan em 40 concertos espalhados pela América do Norte. A digressão deu depois origem ao duplo álbum ao vivo Before the Flood. Esta época revelou-se assim como o comeback de Dylan após o sucesso dos anos 60, um período que iria culminar em 1975 com Blood on the Tracks, o disco seguinte de Bob Dylan e que o viu a regressar à editora Columbia. Na Radar voltamos a este disco fundamental agora com Meet Me in the Morning e a seguir Lily, Rosemary and the Jack of Hearts.
My time to love begins to thaw. The festival was over and the boys were all planning for a ball. The cabaret was quiet except for the drilling in the wall. The curfew had been lifted and the gambling wheel shut down. Anyone with any sense had already left town. He was standing in the doorway looking like the Jack of Hearts. He moved across the mirrored room, sitting up for everyone, he said. Then everyone commenced to do what they were doing before he turned their heads. Then he walked up to a stranger and he asked him with a grin, "Could you kindly tell me, friend, what time the show begins?" Then he moved into the corner, face down like the Jack of Hearts. Backstage, the girls were playing five cards, stood by the stairs. Lily had two queens, she was hoping for a third to match her pair. Outside, the streets were filling up, the window was open wide. A gentle breeze was blowing, you could feel it from inside. Lily called another bet and drew up the Jack of Hearts. Big Jim was no one's fool, he owned the town's only diamond mine. He made his usual entrance, looking so dandy and so fine. With his bodyguards and silver cane in every harem place, he took whatever he wanted to and he laid it all to waste. But his bodyguards and silver cane were no match for the Jack of Hearts. Rosemary combed her hair and took a carriage into town. She slipped into the side door, looking like a queen without a crown. She fluttered her false eyelashes and whispered in his ear, "Sorry, darling, that I'm late," but he didn't seem to hear. He was staring into space over at the Jack of Hearts. That face somewhere, Big Jim was thinking to himself. Maybe down in Mexico or a picture upon somebody's shelf. But then the crowd began to stamp their feet and the house lights did dim. And in the darkness of the room there was only Jim and him, staring at the butterfly who just drew the Jack of Hearts. Lily was a princess, she was fair-skinned and precious as a child. She did whatever she had to do, she had that certain flash every time she smiled. She had come away from a broken home and lots of strange affairs, with men in every walk of life which took her everywhere. But she never met anyone quite like the Jack of Hearts. The judge came in unnoticed and was being wined and dined. The drilling in the wall kept up, but no one seemed to pay it any mind. It was known all around that Lily had Jim's ring, and nothing would ever come between Lily and the king. No, nothing ever would, except maybe the Jack of Hearts. Rosemary started drinking hard and seeing her reflection in the knife. She was tired of the attention, tired of playing the role of Big Jim's wife. She had done a lot of bad things, even once tried suicide. Was looking to do just one good deed before she died. She was gazing to the future, riding on the Jack of Hearts. Lily took her dress off, buried it away. As your luck ran out, she laughed at him. Well, I guess you must have known it would someday. Be careful not to touch the wall, there's a brand new coat of paint. I'm glad to see you're still alive, you're looking like a saint. Down the hall
footsteps, we're coming for the jack of hearts. The backstage manager was pacing all around by his chair. There's something funny going on, he said, I can just feel it in the air. He went to get the hanging judge, but the hanging judge was drunk. As the leading actor hurried by in the costume of a monk, there was no actor anywhere better than the Jack of Hearts. No one knew the circumstance, but they say that it happened pretty quick. The door to the dressing room burst open and a cold revolver clicked. And Big Jim was standing there, you couldn't say surprised. Rosemary right beside him, steady in her eyes. She was with Big Jim, but she was leaning to the Jack of Hearts. Two doors down, the boys finally made it through the wall. Cleaned out the bank safe, it said they got off with quite a haul. In the darkness by the riverbed, they waited on the ground for one more member who had business back in town. For they couldn't go no further without the Jack of Hearts. The next day was hanging day, the sky was overcast and black. Big Jim lay covered up, killed by a penknife in the back. And Rosemary on the gallows, she didn't even blink. The hanging judge was sober, he hadn't had a drink. The only person on the scene missing was the Jack of Hearts. The cabaret was empty now, a sign said closed for repair. Lily had already taken all of the dye out of her hair. She was thinking about her father, who she very rarely saw. Thinking about Rosemary and thinking about the law. But most of all, she was thinking about the Jack of Hearts.
No regresso da prolongada digressão com The Band, Bob Dylan chegou a casa para encontrar o seu casamento num momento frágil. A ausência do músico durante meses levou a uma série de problemas familiares que começaram a saltar da vida privada para um bloco de notas em formato de poesia. Na mesma altura, a editora Columbia exerceu pressão sobre o músico para trocar a Asylum pelo selo que lhe trouxe grande sucesso nos anos 60. E com esse regresso à Columbia, Bob Dylan também começou a desenvolver uma relação muito próxima com uma das funcionárias da editora, Elle Bernstein. É, aliás, com ela que passa várias semanas em reclusão numa quinta no Minnesota e onde Bob Dylan começa a compor a música para dar vida às palavras que escrevia no bloco de notas. Eram poemas que falavam ou não diretamente sobre a sua relação amorosa, com o narrador a percorrer as várias emoções que surgem num casamento a viver um período conturbado e de incerteza. As melodias refletiam esse estado emotivo, com temas presos em tonalidades semelhantes, canções longas e muito calmas. Bob Dylan quis gravar os temas com uma banda de rock e, por isso mesmo, mostrou as músicas ao guitarrista Mike Bloomfield, com quem trabalhara em Highway 61 Revisited. Mas Bloomfield não conseguiu perceber o conceito, estranhando os acordes iguais de música para música e a duração das mesmas. Bob Dylan ficou frustrado e acabou por rejeitar a ideia de uma banda rock, indo em sentido oposto, procurando sim gravar as músicas com arranjos mais acústicos. entrou em estúdio a 16 de setembro de 1974 com músicos de sessão que tiveram de se adaptar à forma espontânea com que Dylan abordou este novo disco. As transições nunca eram as mesmas nos ensaios, seja de música para música, seja nas diferentes partes da mesma canção, com Dylan a trocar os versos e o refrão constantemente. O tema era assim uma identidade viva que refletia as emoções do momento do compositor. Foram precisos 10 dias de gravação para concluir o registro. Em novembro já havia uma primeira cópia que, ao ser escutada pelo irmão David Zimmerman, este aconselhou Dylan a regravar algumas músicas para ter um pouco mais de dinâmicas. E Dylan aceitou. 5 faixas voltaram ao estúdio em dezembro de 74. O álbum ficou concluído pouco depois e foi editado a 20 de janeiro de 1975. Quando saiu, encontrou críticas menos positivas que se dirigiam à lentidão dos temas e à forma quase improvisada que surgiu no álbum. Mas outras críticas mais positivas apontavam para o facto de Dylan já não ser o mesmo artista dos anos 60, mas sim um artista maduro, capaz de explorar novas ideias e texturas de forma legítima. Apesar de dividir os críticos, o álbum foi um grande sucesso, o segundo número 1 na carreira de Bob Dylan. Com o passar dos anos, Blood on the Tracks assumiu-se cada vez mais como uma das obras definitivas do músico, para lá da política dos anos 60 e de toda a revolução estética da folk e do rock. Este era um testemunho mais artístico, uma produção perfeita em estúdio, com uma das mais desafiantes poesias de Bob Dylan, uma verdadeira janela para a alma do compositor, que se confessa como nunca o tinha feito. São canções de amor sobre toda a dor que pode nascer numa relação. E não há política ou polémicas sobre o uso ou não de guitarras elétricas que se aproximem do poder destas músicas que estamos hoje a ouvir. Blood on the Tracks prossegue com o comeback de Dylan em meados dos anos 70 e lança uma nova digressão com grande sucesso, a Rolling Thunder Review, que juntou os mais aclamados nomes da cena folk de Greenwich Village, como John Baez, T-Bone Burnett, Mick Ronson e ainda o poeta Allen Ginsberg. A meio de 1975 ainda lançou um tema mais politizado, Hurricane, sobre a prisão de Reuben Hurricane Carter. Apesar dos mais de 8 minutos de duração, esta música saiu como single e entrou mesmo na tabela de vendas. Dylan continuava a ser assim a mais importante voz da folk norte-americana e, como reconhecimento de tudo aquilo que fez pela palavra, escrita e cantada, foi na última semana galardoado com o Prémio Nobel da Literatura. Blood on the Tracks chega ao fim na Radar com as últimas 3 faixas, agora com If You See Her, Say Hello, à frente Shelter from the Storm e ainda Buckets of Rain. Este é Bob Dylan em 1975.
If you see her, say hello. She might be in Tangier. She left here last early spring. Is living there, I hear. Say for me that I'm all right. Those things get kind of slow. She might think that I've forgotten her. Don't tell her it isn't so. We had a falling out, like lovers often will. And to think of how she left that night, it still brings me a chill. And though I separation it pierced me to the heart. She still lives inside of me. We've never been apart. If you get close to her, kiss her once for me. Always have respected her for doing what she did and getting free. Oh, whatever makes her happy, I won't stand in the way. Oh, the bitter taste still lingers on from the night I tried to make her stay. I see a lot of people as I make their rounds, and I hear her name here and there as I go from town to town. And I've never gotten used to it. I've just learned to turn it off. Or else I'm getting soft. Sundown, yellow moon, I replay the past. I know every scene by heart. They all went by so fast. If she's passing by, I'm not that hard to find. Tell her she can look me up if she's got the in another lifetime, one of toil and blood, when blackness was a virtue, the road was full of mud. I came in from the wilderness, a creature void of form. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. And if I pass this way again, you can rest assured I'll always do my best for her, on that I give my word. In a world of steel eyed death and men who are fighting to be warm, come in, she said, I'll give ya shelter from the storm. Not a word was spoke between us, there was a little risk involved. Everything up to that point had been left unresolved. Try imagining a place where it's always safe and warm. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. I was burned out from exhaustion, buried in the hail, poisoned in the bushes and blown out on the trail. Hunted like a crocodile, ravaged in the corn. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. Suddenly I turned around and she was standing there, with silver bracelets on her wrists and flowers in her hair. She walked up to me so gracefully and took my crown of thorns.
Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. Now there's a wall between us, something that's been lost. I took too much for granted, I got my signals crossed. Just pretend till it all began on a non-eventful morn. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. Well, the deputy walks on hard nails and the preacher rides a mount, but nothing really matters much, it's doom alone that counts. And the one-eyed undertaker, he blows a feudal horn. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. I've heard newborn babies wailing like a moaning dove, and old men with broken teeth stranded without love. Do I understand your question, man? Is it hopeless and forlorn? Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. In a little hilltop village, they gambled for my clothes. I bargained for salvation and she gave me a lethal dose. I offered up my innocence, I got repaid with scorn. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. I'm living in a foreign country, but I'm bound to cross the line. Beauty walks a razor's edge, someday I'll make it mine. If I could only turn back the clock to when God and her were born. Come in, she said, I'll give ya shelter from the storm. Buckets of rain, buckets of tears, got all them buckets coming out of my ears. Buckets of moonbeams in my hand. You got all the love, honey, baby, I can stand. I've been meek and hard like an oak. I've seen pretty people disappear like smoke. Friends will arrive, friends will disappear. If you want me, honey, baby, I'll be here. I like the way that you move your hips. I like the cool way you look at me. Everything about you is bringing me misery. But I know what I like. I like the way you love me strong and slow.
taking you with me, honey, baby, when I go. Life is sad, life is a bust. All you can do is do what you must. You do what you must do, and you do it well. I do it for you, honey, baby, can't you tell?
Família de Elvis a Costello, de Cobain a Capranos, toda a família presente. Uma hora, um álbum, quartas das duas às três e domingos a partir do meio-dia. Álbum de família.